A house in between two chatzeres. And he has an entrance, the front going to the chatzer in the front of him, and the back of the chatzer going to the back of him. He made air with both of them, so he's good with both of them. But the outside people, not combined. So he's connected to both of them, but the outside people are not connected to one another. You cannot transfer something in Chotzer A to a house in Chotzer B through this house which is in the middle. Because even though he has a common ground with both of them, but the houses on this side and the houses on those side do not have common ground. If there was a wall 10 tefachim tall in between two chatzeres, or one of the chatzeres was 5 tefachim higher than the other, but also a lot mechitza chamisha lashnim lasar, and they added to that a mechitza of another 5 tefachim. So if you're looking from the bottom on, you really see a mechitza of 10 tefachim. It's comprised half of that change in height between the lower and the top, and half of the mechitza. They cannot make an erev together because it is a mechitza, and no pesach between the two chatzeres. They cannot make an erev between one another. Now we have this wall which is more than 10 tefachim, and there were fruit on top of it. So what is the status of the top of the wall? We learned before that anything that was only in a chatzer can be moved to another chatzer. So therefore, things that were in any of the two chatzeres can be put on this wall top, and they also can transfer from one chatzer to the next through the wall top, as long as they were things that were only in the chatzer, and therefore they can be moved from one place to the next. Bein chakos rochav avo, or in a rochav avo, doesn't make a difference whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide or not. Now we get into trouble. Payers that were in a house, they cannot be transferred into the other chatzer. So what about the top of the wall in between the chatzeres? Once the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's considered reshus that each side has equal rights to it. So also, you cannot take from house one of the chatzeres and put on top of this wall, because this wall belongs to both of them, and you take it from a private domain into a domain that belongs to other people that you did not make an eruv with. They made a rochav arba, it's less than 4 tefachim wide than mutar, because we learned before, less than 4 tefachim wide is mokum tur, it's not considered a reshus, so you can do whatever you want with it. Says the Ramah, but vachel yachlifu, you can't, in between the area, to transfer from one chatzah to the next. But we're concerned that maybe someone will come to just go directly from one to the other. Shin Mimvo, there's a discussion about this, but here it's mashma that there are more in this machma. That's what the group points out. Tiz the mechava. Vimhoya koiz al gavoya. Lach the mechatzer says sor. The shni and gavoya sor. If from one of the chatzeres, the top of the wall is 10 tefachim from the floor of that chatzer. If from the other one, the floor of the other chatzer is higher off, it's less than 10 tefachim. So basically, the top of the wall for one chatzer is 10 tefachim above the ground, and the other chatzer is 5 tefachim above the ground. We're going. This is basically, he's going to speak out what we just said. The floor of one is higher than the other. We say that since this war is between two chatzeres, for one person it's less than 10 tefachim tall, the other one is more than 10 tefachim tall, it's considered shaykh only to the one who is less than 10 tefachim tall. So that person could take a kli out of his house and put it on top of this wall, because it's considered his wall. Whereas the other person cannot take something out of his house, put it on top of the wall. There's a big chiddush. You're saying the other one, for sure, he cannot take from his house and put on this wall top, because this wall top is considered somebody else's wall top. It says he can't even take the kelim that were always in his chotzer and put on the wall top. The question is, why not? We learned before that a kli that was in a chotzer can be put anywhere. It says that we consider that if we let both people use this top, then it's going to be considered a chotzer that belongs to both of them, and then it will answer on the other person from using it. So therefore we say, let the one who's convenient for him to use it, another one should not use it, and remains only shy to the first one. Continues the Mechaba Vushia Kaiser Rochav Arba. There has to be 4 tefachim wide for this. Alan Ein Rochav Arba, Mutter the Shneim, the Shtamishvay, Avmin Abotim, Afil That we learned before, that if this wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's considered a mokum tur, and each one can use it, and even take payment out of his house and put it over there.